Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Newsman Mac Rosenberg leading the broadcast this afternoon with the walk-up. Hey, Mac.
Hey, Larry. Yeah, this week has been all about those growing calls for Curtis Sliwa to drop out after the polling showed that if he did, it could be a tighter race between Zoran Mamdani and Andrew Cuomo. But Sliwa says he's not going anywhere.
I will be casting my vote on the first day of early voting Saturday. So that should reaffirm to everybody, I'm in it to win it.
That might be the only thing that he and Mamdani agree on.
That is one place where Curtis and I agree, which is that it's time for New Yorkers to make this decision, not for billionaire donors to determine who gets to run in this city.
He doesn't think Sliwa should drop out. President Trump has weighed in. He has not endorsed anyone, but says Sliwa won't win, and that if he had to choose between a communist and a Democrat, he would choose a Democrat. Of course, Mamdani has denied that he's a communist. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in the newsroom.
Thank you, Mac. Be sure to stay with 1010 Winds throughout the afternoon and evening for more as we count it down to Election Day 2025. All right, let's talk about these ICE raids now. And folks were hot last night, protesting today down at Federal Plaza, demanding an end to what's described as these violent immigration crackdowns. Canal Street was a zoo yesterday in what everybody initially thought was a crackdown on knockoff designer purse salesmen.
No illegal vending activity seen here on Canal today after yesterday's chaotic scene with masked agents arresting illegal street vendors and several New Yorkers stepping in to protest. Police tell us two of them were arrested. It's unclear how many vendors were taken into custody by ICE. Immigrant groups are stepping in to assist. One has posted flyers here along Canal with a helpline number and advice for those at risk of detention to find a non-public space like a church or office building, explaining that once they are off the street, agents would need a judicial warrant to make an arrest. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Canal Street.
And Winds family, let me tell you, people are asking, when is this going to stop? And when is the city going to do something to stop these masked people from exacting fear and folks trying to get their immigration papers together, but allegedly ambushed at places like immigration court while they're trying? You'll recall earlier this week, Congressman Dan Goldman sent a note to NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch requesting that local police be prepared to arrest ICE agents or anybody else in customs who illegally assault or detain citizens, including those wearing masks and not identifying themselves. Goldman, who's a former prosecutor, says when federal agents act outside their legal authority, their actions aren't protected by their federal status and are subject to New York state law. Mayor Adams has canceled $135 million in medical debt for working-class New Yorkers. That's about 75,000 people. That's his latest announcement on the way out the door when his administration wraps up after the elections. Also opening 8 new financial empowerment centers at Selective Health Plus hospitals as to help folks stay out of medical debt. The move is considered the largest municipal medical debt relief program in the nation. Those centers will provide free one-on-one financial counseling to folks and coaching services. Adams says for the longest time, medical debt has not only been a barrier for those looking to get good health care, but also a major financial and emotional stressor for families through no fault of their own. It'll be jail time for the former state trooper who faked being shot on the Southern State to get some attention. Now he'll get lots of it 24/7 and probation when he gets out.
Thomas Macias stayed silent as he was sentenced to 6 months in jail for causing a massive manhunt for a shooter who did not exist. Macias was a state trooper when prosecutors say for sympathy he shot himself in the leg, then claimed a driver on the Southern State Parkway committed the crime. A massive multi-state manhunt happened. Macias, the judge said, will have to pay for that manhunt, nearly $300,000 in restitution. Macias' attorney says his client is mortified about what he did. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola, Long Island.
Yankee Stadium just announced that it's hosting the inaugural Yankees Pinstripe 5K. They're doing it Saturday, November 15th at 9:30 in the morning. You can register at yankees.com/upcoming events. And they're doing it inside Yankee Stadium. How about that? You'll be navigating a route that includes the concourses, the ramps, the outfield warning track before you get to the picturesque finish line up at the Great Hall. Well, this will be fun. Most of the route is covered, obviously, so the race will go on rain or shine. And they're going to let you enter the stadium as early as 7:30 in the morning via the Great Hall entrance right there on East 161st. Oh, yeah. You can go to that website, by the way, to see all the rules, what you can or cannot bring into the stadium, yada, yada, yada. Should be pretty fun, actually.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.